St. Francis of Assisi, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Please be seated. Children, last week, you remember that we heard in one of Bishop Dolan's sermons that he described several of the different saints as having connections to or being symbolized by different animals. He talked about Saint Jerome and how he was symbolized by the lion, and Saint Anthony and the fishes, and the four evangelists with the lion, the ox, the eagle, and the man. And he also talked about, very briefly, Saint Francis, today's saint, that he's represented by animals oftentimes, either with birds or by a lamb and different types of animals, because he had such a great relation with the animals. Well, today I'm going to talk to you about one animal in particular that St. Francis is associated with that most people don't think of, or most people don't even really know the story, and it's a strange animal for a saint to be thought of as. But St. Francis was also associated with a wolf, and the wolf is the main character of this story. You see, for a little bit of time, St. Francis was living in a town called Gubbio, and in that town, the people were terrified because so there's a wall around the little town, and outside the wall is where they would have the fields and everything, they would raise their animals, and people would go out and find that one of their cows was missing, or one of their sheep was missing, or their chickens, or whatever it would be, and find out later that there was a wolf eating them. And sometimes, even people would disappear, having been eaten by this one wolf who lived out in the woods just outside the city. He was a very mean animal, and he was killing anything that he could get his paws on. Well, St. Francis felt great compassion for these people of the city because they were so terrified they wouldn't even go outside the city walls by themselves, and they tried to avoid even leaving the city at all if possible. So St. Francis decided one day, you know what, I'm going to take care of this because I care for these people. And so he walked outside the city all by himself. And the people of the town saw him walking down the street and walking out through the city walls, and they said, oh my goodness, what is he doing? And so they kind of all gathered together from, you know, at the city limit from afar and watched him as he walked out into the woods. And there, St. Francis started to call out to the wolf. He said, oh, brother wolf, come to me. And guess what? The wolf came. He came running, and he was snarling and showing his teeth, and he was very frightening looking, and was ready to pounce upon and eat St. Francis. But St. Francis never feared at all. He simply made the sign of the cross over the wolf, and the wolf immediately changed his disposition. He became very docile, very peaceful, and he no longer snarled. He closed his mouth, put away his teeth, and he trotted up to St. Francis and sat down right at his feet. And St. Francis sat down and looked the wolf in the eyes and began to talk to him. And he said, you know, you have killed a lot of these people's animals, and you've killed some of their own people from this town. And now, I know that it's hunger that makes you do this, but these are making the people very afraid and very angry with you. That's why they're trying to hunt you down when they get the opportunity to. And with that, if you were a human being, you would be put on trial and convicted of murder and theft, and it would be punishable by hanging. But I tell you what, wolf, I want to make peace with you, said St. Francis. I want to make peace with you and the townspeople. So I have a proposition for you. I will make sure that the people no longer hunt you any longer. And I'll make sure that they feed you every single day, give you food every day of your life. But you have to promise that you'll no longer hunt any of their livestock. You'll no longer kill any of their animals. And you'll no longer do any harm to any of the people of the city. Well, the wolf nods to St. Francis in agreement. And he bows his head humbly and realizes that he had done something that was wrong. And so St. Francis says, okay, so we have a deal. And like any deal, let's shake on it. So he sticks out his hand, and the wolf lifts up his paw, places it in St. Francis's hand, and they shake. And he says, now we have to present the deal to the people, because he could see that all the people were gathered around in amazement at the city's edge. So he starts walking, and the dog, very obedient and peacefully, just like a little puppy, walks along at St. Francis's feet. And they walk up to the people of the village, and he tells the people the same proposal. I've promised the wolf that no harm will come to him, and that you all will feed him every day for the rest of his life, as long as he continues to leave your animals and the people alone. And, the wolf, show them that you agree to this deal. And the wolf bowed his head and knelt down on the ground, kind of a sign of submission to the people. And the people, for their part, lived up to their end of the bargain. They continued to feed the wolf for 2 years until the wolf died of old age. And it was a very happy thing, because the wolf would come in every single day. He'd walk into the town and he'd go door to door to different houses each day and beg for his food, and the people would come out and gladly give it to them. And it brought back wonderful memories of Saint Francis and reminded them of his sanctity, and they took care of the wolf until his dying days. In fact, the people were very sad when the wolf died, because he had become so peaceful. What lesson is to be gained from this, from St. Francis? It is that we can see what St. Francis does to the wolf, God does to us every single time that we go to confession. He forgives us our sins. He forgives us even though we don't deserve it at all. We don't deserve to be forgiven for our sins. We've hurt God by them, but he wants to forgive us for them. But it's not just enough for us to ask for forgiveness in confession. God wants a little bit more from all of us. He wants us to have amendment. He wants us to make sure that we don't commit those same sins again, or at least to try our hardest not to commit those sins again. And it's that amendment that he really desires. And just like the wolf, who, because he was driven to eat the cows and the chickens and the people because he was hungry, now that he's made the promise not to eat those things again, he needs some help to make sure he doesn't. So the people give him that help, and they feed him. Well, we promise God when we go to confession that we're not going to sin again. But God gives us the help that we need by giving us graces. We have to work with those graces, but he gives us the graces to not fall into sin all over again. And just like the wolf was rewarded with peace and with happiness and joy and love from the townspeople because he was now not eating them, not harming them, God, in the end, if we work with those graces, will reward us with peace and with love and happiness. But not for just a few years like the wolf, but rather he rewards us for eternity in heaven for our faithfulness. So remember that next time you go to confession, confess your sins, do them well, and then make sure that from there on, each day you ask God for the graces you need to have true amendment, to keep working to not fall into the same sins all over again. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.